Okay? So here, packet 34 is Hazara regarding Yoledes and Psifas HaMakor. Okay? So the halacha from the Torah is that a woman who's Yoledes, she gives birth, she's Temeya like Anita. Whether or not she sees dam, now she obviously will see dam, but even if she wouldn't see dam, she's Temeya. Now, for a boy, it's 7 days. For a girl, it's 14 days. So this will be, let's say, if Rahman al-Sana, a woman has a miscarriage, and it's unclear exactly whether it was a boy or a girl, you know, depends how formed it was. So the Rav will say she can't go to the mikvah before 14 days, because you have to be choshesh that maybe it was in a keva, and that 2 months later would be 14 days. So but theoretically, even if there was no dam, that's a din in the Torah. Then there's another din of Yimei Tohar, that after those 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl comes to an end, a woman will go to the mikvah to take away the Tumas Leda, and now she enters the period called Yimei Tohar. So that means that any dam she sees, Midaraisa, during that time, with the Hargosh, with everything, is Tohar. Right? It's not Tame. So for after a boy, 33 days, after a girl, 66 days, right? It's really Dam Tohar. Again, she went to the mikvah for the Leda. That's done. So they could really have Tashmish, even though she's bleeding, theoretically, on the Deraisa level. Lemaisa, Midrabanon, or at least from the Gaonim, we pass in that we're not Boel al Dam Tohar. We don't, you know, utilize that heter, which the Torah kind of gives us, right? We treat it like Dam Nida. However, a Rav will always have that in the back of his mind. If the woman has just given birth, and she's Dinimei Tohar, and there's some Shaila, it's always in the back of the Rav's mind that this is really Yimei Tohar, and the stakes are much lower. So if there's any suffix he has, the Yimei Tohar could a lot of times push it to the Kula side. Okay, and that's a Din of Shulchan Aruch. I think Rav Mokko today thinking Kuf Tzadi Dalet, that we're not Boel on Dam Tohar Bisman Azeh. Okay, there is a Din called Psichas HaKever. Okay, if the uterus opens, do I say that Ein Psichas HaKever below Dam? If the uterus opens, we definitionally state that there is Dam. Automatic. The uterus will not open without us being choshesh that Dam came out. Ein Psichas HaKever below Dam. Kever here is a reference to the uterus. Okay, the Makor. Okay. Do I say that, or do I say yesh psichas hakever below dam, that the uterus can open, and doesn't necessarily mean that dam will come out? That's my focus in the Gemara. The Gemara downs on that, and Nida, I think on Chaf Aleph, and that's my focus Rishonim. Okay, the Rambam holds the kula this way, that after the psichas hakever below dam, the uterus can open and no dam come out, and we pass in that way. We pass in like the Chumra Dikashita, and Shachan Aruch, and Kofi Ches. We hold that if the uterus opens, we assume that if the uterus opens, there was dam. Ein psichas hakever below dam.
The Rambam was the Nikol opinion?
The Rambam was the Nikol opinion. In the Shulchan Aruch, we are machmir. Okay? Now, the Noda Yehuda. So he learns, he has a chiddush. He says that this klal that we have, ein psichas hakever below dam, is whether it opens mivifnim, meaning naturally the uterus opens, maybe she's going to give birth and the baby's going to come out, or whether the doctor opens it mivachutz with in the office with an instrument or some type of a thing. As long as the uterus opens, doesn't matter whether mivifnim or mivachutz. We assume ampsich is a kever l'adam, and we have to be choshesh for dam. So it has to be a certain shear, though. So Rav Moshe holds that 3/4 of an inch, I believe he says. So if the doctor, she goes into the for a procedure or something, and the doctor opens her makor 3/4 of an inch, we assume that she'll have to act like a nida. In general, I think Rav Moshe pointed out, if it opens that much, the doctor would generally put her out, give her anesthesia. So that's a good cloud. If there's no anesthesia, you don't have to worry. A woman calls up and said, I was just by the doctor, had a procedure done. So the first thing is that, well, were you put out? No, not at all. So generally, no problem. If they say, oh yeah, they had to put me out for this procedure, then you have to ask the doctor, okay, how much was the makor opened? To know whether there was a psichas hakever, for this halacha, that would assume dam would come out. That's the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda, that is Doesn't matter whether it's Mishnim or with a doctor with a Kli. And also it doesn't matter whether it's a Yalda or a Zakena. It's just one of those things that we assume Ein Shechas Kavod Adam, even if she's a Zakena. There is a Beis Yosef and a Kof Beiches, which seems to support this no debibur. Okay? That being said, there are many people who argue on this no debibur. Rabbi Achman Frankel, he is holik on the no debibur, and he said it's only if it opens me bifnim. Only if, naturally, you know, it opens. Likewise, the Marshag says that's why it's called kever. Why are we calling it a kever here? Why don't we call it the makor? Or the bias apnimi, something like that. Because kever implies that there's something in there, like a grave. There's something in there. And he wants to be medayik from that, that this halacha, ein psichas kever l'adam, is only when something that's in there comes out. Not if the doctor just opens it, you know, to do to look or do a procedure. Chazanish similarly says that ein psichas kever l'adam is only when it's because of the leda that it happens. Again, arguing with another Yehuda. So even Chazanish. So even though we have many Achronim who argue with the Noda Yehuda, Rav Moshe was foshish for it, and that's how, you know, Lamai said that's how people Noda Yehuda won, so to speak. Even though it's a chiddush, Noda Yehuda won, and we assume Ein Shechas to cover below dam, even if it's done by a doctor with a kli miba chutz. One last thing is that Rabbi Simon mentioned. When do we assume that a woman going into childbirth, when do we assume that the tumas leida starts? When do we say that she's going to be asur al sanida? So we have different makoros and different mishnayos from the Mishnah Oalos and Perek Zayin. So it's mashma there that when she can't walk anymore, she needs people to basically carry her along because she can't walk anymore. So that's a simon that already she's far enough that the makor is opened, that we assume that the lady started and Ein Psichas and shall be considered a nida. Then the Gemara in Shabbos and Kochav Tes talks about Yosheves Ahamashbir. She's sitting on the lying on the birthing table, ready to give birth. That's another indicator that she's a nida, and therefore the husband and wife should not touch each other because we treat her like a nida. So Ravadi points out that, you know, just basically these halachas as we just said them. If the leida started, that she's niftach makora, her uterus opens, so inochanami, she's considered a nida. And if it's not niftach makora, but she can't walk anymore, also we'll assume that she should be treated like a nida, and the husband shouldn't touch her. She, you know, now she can't walk. One thing, however, which is not a simon for this, is that if the water breaks. If her water breaks, now, and there's no dam in the water, okay, then we do not assume that she's anida and tmeya, and the husband could still touch her. If there's dam in the water, then obviously al sadam, she will be treated like anida. Now, when we just said one clarification that Yosheves al hamashber, she's sitting on the birthing table, so then she's holding by giving birth. So then she's treated like anida. That's only so the Sidrei Tara says that's only if the birth happens. Like, she goes and she's lying there, and she thinks she's going to have birth, and then the doctor says, false labor, go home, and then she's going to go home for 2 weeks. So that doesn't constitute Yosheves al hamashber that makes her a nida. She doesn't have to act like a nida. It's only Yosheves al hamashber in, you know, preparation for the imminent birth. That's when we hold that she is going to be considered a nida on the birthing table. That's how the Sidrei Tara holds. That's how the Sidrei Tara holds. I think that's how the Chavos Das holds. Unlike the Nachlas Shiva, I mean, they argue with the Nachlas Shiva, who wanted to say, sitting on the birthing table, you know, even if nothing happens, she's done. You know, even if she gets sent home, it's she's still considered nida. They argue on that, and they say it's only when she's on the birthing table, which is going to, you know, culminate in the birth.
C-section doesn't make the nida, right?
Well, if there is no blood, meaning no blood from the uterus, if there's blood from the side, you know, blood from the side is going to be
blood. There's going to be blood. You can't help it.
Yeah, but I think, is there blood coming from the uterus down through the...
I don't know how it functions. All I know is cup opens.
Yeah, I mean, the raisa, I mean, you know, she's not tmei leida. That's why the bris of a C-section is not done for Shabbos.
Wow.
Because it only done for Shabbos if it's Tumas Leida. Okay. And a C-section, Yossi Dovin, is not no Tumas Leida, which means if the eighth kid's born on Shabbos, the bris will have to be pushed off. So,
okay. Okay, Shkoch, thank you.